Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. You want to get in 215-592-9494. Talking a lot about Kyle Schwarber. Historic night last night. Four home runs against the Braves at Citizens Bank Park. And whether you're feeling like we overreacted to the Mets series a little bit, just a little bit, after the Phils lose three in a row to New York. They bounced back in a big way last night. Hopefully they can keep it going tonight. Ranger Suarez on the Mets. Rangers pitched great his last couple times out. He gets his opportunity to go against the Braves tonight. I think it's Bryce Elder going for Atlanta. Dude stinks. I mean, the Phillies could score 19 more again tonight. How many homers Kyle Schwarber go for against Bryce
He's
Elder?
He's no Cal Quantrill, though. No. Ask you.
Yeah, Cal Quantrill.
Caught a stray.
How's that dude in the major leagues, honestly?
Because of the game he had. Was it last year? A couple years ago?
I don't remember this.
He was with the Rockies last year.
Yeah, the Phillies were.
I mean, the Phillies were doing that thing where they just chase everything, and Cal Quantrill ended up beating them. And we're like, how did this happen? Like, this guy stinks. And he was like, man, he was good yesterday. Like,
he was good.
He wasn't. No, the Phillies were bad.
Yeah.
He was good that day.
The great thing is last night, Kevin Stocker on the radio broadcast is talking about how he's with Atlanta now and Miami was pulling him early. And this is a great opportunity for him because now maybe he'll get to go deeper into games and stuff. And after he gave up like eight runs, it was like, okay, well, maybe this is why they didn't allow him to go that deep into games. Maybe he's not that good. But did we overreact to the Mets series? I want to get on that. Friday, Friday today. What are you bringing to a barbecue? Best answer. Well, wins a pair of tickets. Delaware State versus Norfolk State at the Link on Thursday, October 30th. Eagles legends Deshaun Jackson, Michael Vick return to Lincoln Financial Field to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. So a chance to win those tickets. We'll get back to the phones in a few minutes here, but we do need to mention the monumental blockbuster trade that occurred in the NFL yesterday as the Dallas Cowboys trade Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. They get two first round picks. They get a 30-year-old defensive tackle in Kenny Clark, who I guess is going to help them stop the run. He's going to help them stop the run.
In the day and age,
I don't know how many sacks he's going to get.
The passing league.
He had one sack last year, and they just traded a guy. Hugh, do you want to know the list of players who've had at least 12 sacks in their first 4 years in the NFL? Do you know how many players are on that list?
At least 12 in the first 4 years?
Yeah.
Man, it ain't many. Reggie White,
yep.
I would say.
Hugh Douglas?
I had 10 my first year. No, I'm not on that list. No, because I got hurt. I had 8 the next year, something like that. But no, I'm not on that list. Reggie White, definitely. Derek Thomas?
No, it's Reggie White and it's Micah Parsons.
That's it?
It's a two-man list.
Damn.
Yeah. So the Cowboys can't work out a contract. They trade Micah Parsons. Jerry Jones is an idiot. Like, let's just be honest about it here. He has no clue what he's doing. I cannot believe that the Cowboys actually traded that guy. I mean, it's absolutely unreal, Hugh.
I can for a bunch of different reasons, man. This is to me, and I've said that Pop Jones was going to have a viral moment. This ain't the same thing, but it kind of is in a sense. Because listen to that press conference. I have never heard of a press conference like the one he had where he just basically took a dump on Micah Parsons and his abilities. And everybody else is looking at him like, what are you doing? This is one of those ones, people, where you got to really read the tea leaves and read how this thing played out over the last couple of months. Now, I'm going to say this. I think that on some level, Jerry Jones was trying to play dirty pool. Jerry Jones was being disrespectful to Micah Parsons' agent by going behind his back, trying to get things done by talking to Michael directly. And then for him to have the audacity to go on Michael Irvin's podcast and try to disparage the agent, that tells you everything that you need to know. And then when this deal blew up, Jerry went on national TV and talked about how bad Micah Parsons was and everybody in Cowboyland. I hope y'all be able to read between the lines, folks, because this dude is a bad dude, man. He's a bad dude. He's a bad dude. He got mad at the end of the day. He got mad because Micah didn't undercut his agent. And his agent's there to help guide him and put him in the direction that's going to put more money in his pocket.
Right.
That's what this was. That at the end of the day, that's what this was.
Exactly. And in the end, Jerry Jones chose his ego over a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened here. Yeah. He chose his ego over a Hall of Fame player. I can't believe it. I mean, I just thought eventually, you know, cooler heads would prevail. But Kyle, what is your instant reaction?
Well, personally, I appreciate Jerry Jones.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I love Jerry Jones, honestly. I want him to live and run that organization forever. Yeah.
I mean, trading him into the NFC for one is a wild move.
And yeah. Not only that, trade him to a team that you got to see early in the season.
Week four, Sunday night in Dallas. That's going to be incredible.
That's eliminated them from the postseason recently.
Yeah. Scored 50 points on them.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, the Packers look like they're going to be another contending team again, a playoff team at least. So that's a late first-round pick now. Maybe two late first-round picks. Like, who traded Jamal Adams? The Jets traded Jamal Adams. They got two firsts for him. I mean, it's a bad return for the Cowboys.
Absolutely. And I'd say for the Eagles, like, obviously long-term, it's better that Micah Parsons is out of the division. Like, there's no question about that. But I'd say short-term for this year, I think this is not great news for the Eagles because this makes the Packers a lot better. I think the Packers are a legit threat. And I don't know, like, I think the Eagles are certainly one of the best teams in the NFC. I don't think they're far and away just like the best team in the conference.
I'll tell you this. And I was like, full disclosure, I found out about the trade while I was at the UD Delaware State game because I was like, are you kidding me? And I got a phone call immediately after that from a friend of mine that's in the coaching ranks. And we were talking about, he asked me, what did I think about it? And I said, to be honest, I heard about it on my way back from the game. And my thought was, everything that Jerry Jones said about him basically was true, but you never hear owners talk that negatively about their own players. Because Micah Parsons is a hell of a pass rusher. But here's the one caveat. He's going to a running division, a division that likes to run the football. So he's probably going to still have some decent numbers. But, you know, when you talk about the Detroit Lions, you talk about the Minnesota Vikings, they run the football, the Chicago Bears. They are three of the most balanced teams that you're going to play against. Even in our division, we like to throw the football. We're a throwing division. You know, we've kind of turned into a running division with Saquon.
The Eagles, yeah.
But, you know, when you talk about the division that he went into, man, his mettle is going to be tested. And that's what we're going to see. I still think he'll probably get 8 to 10 sacks. The fact that he hasn't been at training camp, he might be a little bit behind eight ball. I don't think he's going to be as effective. But to Kyle's point, Green Bay does look more formidable with Micah Parsons on that squad. They definitely look that.
Absolutely. And I think he's going to have a monster year. And that division's really good. I mean, the Vikings, yeah, Lions,
they run the
and
rock,
Packers.
Man. They run the rock.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good division. But want to know, do you think the Eagles are clearly in a class of their own when it comes to the NFC? 215-592-9494. Because I don't. I think there are going to be teams. I mean, everybody in that division. I think San Francisco could be back this year. Tampa Bay is always pretty good. They're clearly the best team, I think, in the South. So want to know if you think the Eagles are still in a class of their own. I'm not so sure. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to the phones in the next segment. Are the Eagles still in a class that are in the NFC? We'll react to that. The Parsons trade in the Phillies. Did last night help you get over the Mets series? Plus, we will hear some from Jerry Jones following the trade of Micah Parsons yesterday. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.